Since my last speech in 2008, despite all those mentoring and training programs, despite these easy-to-roll-out solutions, the fact is the situation has deteriorated badly. Between 2006 and 2012, the number of BAMEs working in the UK TV industry has declined by 30.9%. Creative Skillset conducted a census that shows quite clearly that black, Asian and minority ethnic representation in the creative industries in 2012 was just 5.4%, its lowest point since they started taking the census. That's an appalling percentage, more so because the majority of our industry is still based in and around London, right here, where there's a BAME population of 40%. Want some more evidence? Here's another rocket-propelled statistical grenade for you. In the last 3 years, the total number of BAME people in the industry has fallen by 2,000, while the industry as a whole has grown by over 4,000. Or to put it another way, for every black and Asian person who lost their job, more than two white people were employed. And since 2008, I've noticed another worrying trend. Our most talented BAME actors are increasingly frustrated, and they have to go to America to succeed. You know what I'm talking about. David Oyelowo in The Help and The Butler. Idris Elba in Long Walk to Freedom, Prometheus and The Wire. Tandy Newton in Crash, Mission Impossible. Chiwetel Ejiofor in 12 Years a Slave. He was good in American Gangster too. David Harewood in Homeland. Lenny James in The Walking Dead and Jericho. Marianne Jean-Baptiste, ladies and gentlemen. Our first black British female Oscar nominee for Secrets and Lies had to go stateside to find work in Without a Trace. Archie Punjabi, of course, and The Good Wife. All achieved a measure of success here, but were frustrated at the lack of opportunity in the UK.